Well, the Spartans came out hot on Saturday against the North Carolina Tar Heels, building a 12-point lead. But then the counterpunch from UNC was 17 straight points during a 23-3 run over the last 8 minutes of the first half. It's not the result that any Spartan fans wanted. We'll have to wait and see here what Tom Izzo, head coach, has to say about the future moving forward for his team. And we'll bring in also Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Jamie. Hello again, everyone. This conversation with the good coach brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford, my good friend Matt Garko, and of course his team. Stack wins each and every day. Drive with the champions at Bill Brown Ford. Shop their TrueView inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. As Jamie alluded to, Tom Izzo and the Spartans got off to the start they wanted to in Charlotte Saturday afternoon with that 12-point lead. And then came the tsunami. Interesting, though, when you took a look at the first half stats, the Spartans out-shooting top-ranked North Carolina, out-rebounding as well, just couldn't get her done. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
All right. Obviously, the most difficult conversation of the season, Tom, when all is said and done. There was certainly opportunity against North Carolina with that 12-point lead, but unfortunately couldn't get stops when needed. But it was, again, a very interesting first half just to be down by nine.
Well, you know, the whole game was interesting. Remember how much we complained early in the year that we're getting off to bad starts, you know, and I always said, you know, we do have to worry about the starts, but we really have to worry about the finish. And, you know, I thought we played, we were ready to play. We played awfully well early. We played hard. As you said, all the stats favored us. I think we had two more turnovers than them. Other than that, every stat favored us. And they had a kid, you know, shooting 31%, goes 5 for 5. We had another kid, you know, in the second half. Remember, we were down 9, and we came out of the locker room and said, let's score the first basket. Well, we had a good shot, didn't make it, and then they came down, hit a 3, we're down 12, and within 4 minutes, we were down 2. And, you know, so we're down 2, and things were going okay, and they scored a few, and then we cut it back down to 4. At the about the 8-minute mark, I think it was 5-point game. And it doesn't even seem that way, does it? But it really was. And then they bank in that 3, and then a couple of missed rebounds, and they hit a 3 and a 2, and it was 12, and that was the game, you know. But so it was, you look at the stats, and you'd say, God, you know, that's not a 15-point game or whatever. And it probably wasn't, but it just didn't seem like they, when they're 31% shooter, Ingram hits 5 for 5 from the 3, that created a problem for us that we had to deal with. And we didn't play as good. We had 6 shots blocked, and that was big. A couple of them right at the rim. We missed a couple of easy ones, and you can't do that against a team like that. So it was a good game that we prepared well for, and I think the guys were ready to play. I think a couple guys, you know, didn't play as well, and you can't have that in a game of that caliber.
Coach, what did you say to your team afterwards?
Yeah, you know, that was that's the hardest part of being a coach, is when you have to say goodbye to the seniors, and you sit there and watch guys cry that maybe haven't cried before, and your inner workings is saying, why couldn't I get through to you, you know, to it mean this much earlier, you know? That's my inner workings every year.
Mm-hmm.
But some years more than others, and this is one of those years that was more confusing than others, and I told them that this is a life lesson, that you can't be close. You've got to do enough to get where you want to get in life and in sports. And I thought there were times that we just didn't make a big free throw, didn't make, and it's okay, but you got to remember that to be great at something, and that'll be the same way in life. You got to, every possession matters, or every time you react, it matters. And we all go through that. And told him I loved him. I told him I appreciated the struggle of a tough year, but it's why I believed in them all year, because I think they are good enough to be on that stage. And now we have, you know, four or five teams still moving on that we played against. Some we beat, some we played down to the wire, and then we're going to move forward.
One of your quotes coming out of the weekend is, you're going to make a deep run in this tournament, or you're going to die trying.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody takes everything I say. I mean, people ask me stupid questions if you want the truth. And the questions never come up, you know, like insinuating that I, you know, what reporters do now is they insinuate a lot of what they hear on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask those questions. And so sometimes dumb questions meet dumb answers. But I will tell you the truth. I'm probably not going to die trying. That would be stupid.
And we're thankful for
that. Yeah, nobody
yeah,
fair
wants enough.
That.
No.
Oh, no, there's some people that wouldn't. But I promise you this. I'm going to do everything I can do. I think the weekend of the finish, the It in a sick way, it almost rejuvenated me. And you'd say, why was that? Because you realize, you know, coaches lose confidence too. I mean, everybody loses. You guys do too sometimes. And then you come to that moment when you say to yourself, you know what? The things you believed and the things you thought and the things of this and that, they were all right. You know, you get validated. And I'm telling you, we were good enough to play with them. And, yeah, they had a little more talent, but that's normal. I mean, that's been the way it has been with North Carolina all the time. And so I felt bad because I didn't think we played our best. I would like to have played our best game and said, hey, you know what, we just weren't good enough. But at the same time, I felt good to know that my seniors, they gave me what they could. I mean, Tyson Walker, I thought, was unbelievable at times. And that was good. I'm going to get a day off, meaning going to sit at the office and work, and then I'm getting back to work.
I was going to ask you, Tom, what is the process of decompressing from a season? You've been doing this for a while. You'd say you take a day off. In this day of college athletics, that's probably the way it is. You give yourself a day and start preparing, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, we had a plane problems. We got in about 3, but I drove to Dayton yesterday to see one of our kids playing a championship game. And then I'm just getting in today, and, you know, you have meetings with players. You're right. Things have changed because everything now is who's leaving, who's staying, who's going, who's coming. It's a little different than it used to be. You know, usually when the season ended, coaches would get a couple weeks to get away. And, you know, that train has left, it's left, it's gone. That's not going to happen anymore. But what I mean by off, I mean, no travel today or tomorrow. I'm just going to meet the players and really meet my staff and say, okay, you know, what were we right about? What were we wrong about? I think that's very important to do it right when the iron's hot and you can really have a good look at what you did in the last games and really the last 3 weeks, because I do think I think we got better in a lot of areas, and rebounding was one big one. I mean, another team that'll rebound its opponents by 10 or 12, and we out-rebounded them by 5 or 6. So there were some encouraging things. There were some discouraging things that we're going to try to fix.
Well, you know what? The season may be over, but there were wonderful moments. You took Spartan fans on this journey. It was fun. And plus, that huge shot by Steven Izzo will go down in history, too.
Yeah, that will. But I don't know if that'll be the shining moment, but it'll be one of my personal shining moments.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Yes. It was.
But I'm telling you guys, it's interesting. And I feel... again, more rejuvenated to say, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. And, you know, we had some battles over the last couple of years that, you know, we got some new guys coming in. We got a couple guys that sat out, which I think is even better than a freshman coming in, you know, and Jeremy and Garrick. And one's a shooter and one's a true point guard, and I think that's going to help. And I like the guys we got coming in. And you're going to see Booker and Cohen Carr just take monstrous steps, and we got to stay healthy. And, you know, I'm ready to go. I mean, it's spring football coming up. Our hockey teams.
That's right, Big Ten champ hockey team and gymnastics.
Big. And gymnastics had an unbelievable weekend. So
a lot of things good
in Spartanville. It's all good. And I just get a little rejuvenated here and maybe come down there and do one of the morning shows with you guys.
There you go.
Come on.
The invite is always there, sir.
You know why? It'll make me appreciate my job more.
Well, we appreciated you during the regular season and postseason every Monday and Friday. Thank you so much, Coach, and enjoy some downtime.
Appreciate you, Tom.
Well, Lloyd, Guy, and all the rest of you out there, I do appreciate, you know, through thick or thin, you were with me. And I'm sure, you know, if Final Four and there's another time you want to call, you know, I'm always available to you guys. You've been so great to our program and to our university, and I appreciate that. And we'll hopefully talk soon.
All right.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much, Tom Izzo, Steve Courtney. Have a great day. We're not quite done with JR Morning. Stick with us.